Conclusion: a new creature, new life, new future. Remember how I said we don't need a mere makeover, but we do need a total spiritual rebuild? Jesus called it rebirth. Well, that's what just happened to you. You were born into God's family. You were made alive to God. And with this new birth comes some pretty important things. God says you are literally a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." You are now alive in God's sight, whereas before you were spiritually dead. This means you have the capacity, by God's grace in your heart, to experience a personal relationship with God on a daily basis. This is the close relationship He has always wanted with you, and it will lead to all kinds of internal changes for the better in your life. You now have the capacity to truly change for the better by God's power. God will grow you and change you from within if you will let Him. God instructs us in 1 Peter 2:2, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby." In God's family, you are a newborn babe. You have a new beginning in God's sight, and there's much growth to experience in your new life. You have been born again the Bible way, God's way. Just as 1 Peter 1:23 says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." As we close this book and rejoice in your decision to accept God's gift, there are a few things you need to know. First, you can never lose your salvation. You are secure in God's care forever. Though there are many, here are a couple of references that tell us this in the Bible. Romans 8:38-39, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." In Ephesians 1:13, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." This verse in Ephesians teaches that God sealed you. In other words, He permanently placed His seal of ownership upon you the moment you accepted Christ. Again, God promises in Hebrews 13:5, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." These are just a few of God's promises that once you have been born into His family, you can never be unborn. Second, God wants you to grow as a newborn child. As a newborn baby has much to learn about life, so is your relationship with God. He says in 2 Peter 3:18, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." There are many ways you can grow closer to God. In Acts chapter 2, the people who trusted Christ assembled together at church to learn the Bible and encourage each other. It's important that you quickly find a true Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church where each week you can learn more of Jesus Christ and find friends who will encourage you in your journey. If you contact us here at Striving Together Publications, we would love to recommend a good church in your area where you can learn the Bible and grow in God's grace. Friend, you have a new life. You are a new creature in God's sight. You have a new eternal destiny and a new heavenly Father. He wants to provide your every need, guide your every decision, transform your life from the inside out, and lead you into a future that fulfills His eternal purpose. Just as you trust Him by faith for salvation, He wants you to grow in faith day by day, learning more of His love, His word, and His plan for your life. You're going to love the journey of growing closer to God. Now that your sin debt is taken care of, you have an invitation to enter His presence at any moment. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." You don't need a priest or a mediator. You can come directly to your Heavenly Father at any time. You can talk with Him through prayer, and He will talk with you through His Word, the Bible. He says that His Word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, Hebrews 4:12. I encourage you to begin reading the Word of God and begin praying to Him every day. You'll find day by day that your heart will long to grow closer and closer to Him. And the more you get to know God, the more you will love Him. The more you find out how much he loves you and just what he has done for you, the more irresistible you will find him. We began the book with this verse, Isaiah 1:18. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You have accepted God's gift, Jesus Christ. He has taken away your sin. As he has taken away your sin, you have become a new creature in his sight, not by what you do, but by what he has done. Congratulations on your entrance into the family of God. You never need to fear death again. You forever have the promise of eternal life, not because you earned it, but because you accepted God's gift. Now you hold the greatest and most important message ever given by God to mankind. Who do you know that needs to hear this message? Would you share it with them? Would you pass a copy of this book on to them? Go now and let someone else know it's not about do, it's about done. Now begin to let Christ transform your life from the inside out. Let his goodness within show itself through your good life. The Bible says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Ephesians 2:10. Live for Christ, not to earn his favor, but because it is already yours. Look forward to your future with great confidence and expectation. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." May God bless you as you begin your new life in Jesus Christ. He will never let you down. Thanks for reading. Have you trusted Christ as your personal Savior as a result of this book? If so, we would like to send you a copy of the Bible as well as a copy of the workbook, Bible Truth for New Believers. Please contact us as soon as possible so we can rejoice in your decision and send you these tools for growth in your new relationship with God. You can write to us at Striving Together Publications, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. You can call us toll-free. Our number is 1-800-201-7748. You can send an email to done@strivingtogether.com. Or you can go online and visit our Striving Together Publications website at www.strivingtogether.com.
You have been listening to Done, What Most Religions Don't Tell You About the Bible by Carrie Schmidt. Thank you for listening to the Striving Together Publications audiobook. We pray that this audiobook has strengthened and encouraged your life. Striving Together Publications is the publications ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church and West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. For more information about Striving Together and additional resources for Christian growth, please visit strivingtogether.com. For additional copies of this audiobook or hard copies of this book, please contact Striving Together Publications at 1-800-201-7748 or visit strivingtogether.com. Our address is 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535.